a large, shining object like I have never seen before in any time in my life and never seen again, flew down in front of us at a very high rate of speed and very, very close to the bus, to the window. It shot out in front of us, I would say, approximately 30 feet, traveling at the same speed that the bus is traveling, 55 to 60 miles an hour, down a dark highway in the middle of the night. This object, aerial gyroscope, whatever it was, flew down in front of the bus and adjusts its own speed to be now traveling at the same speed that we are, so that it's keeping in front of us as if it's on purpose, allowing me and the driver to witness it. The driver starts freaking out, and he is making a lot of noise, and I'm stunned. It's changing colors so quickly and so fast and changing shape that I can see that it is a diamond-shaped, metal-looking object that is transparent. You can see inside a big, round, spherical ball that is also metal and transparent and appears to be spinning very fast. Hmm. It is entirely covered in lights, to the point that it looks like Christmas ornament sort of lights in a way, but they're changing so fast and in such a rhythmic pattern, I don't know how to describe it. It's nothing like I've ever seen before. The entire thing is covered in changing, rapidly changing, bright, beautiful lights. Colors so vivid, it's hard to describe. At one point, it was an orangish-yellow, and then a reddish, and then a bluish, and then a greenish. And every color you can think of and imagine, this thing could change its color. It's such a rapid, rhythmic pattern.
When you saw Ann Hall's illustration from the Isles of Capri in Florida from May 2010, you thought that it resembled what you had seen in Japan in 1998?
Yes. And that is the reason why I have come forward to try to give my report to you, because her description and her drawing, I'm thinking this has got to be very, very similar, if not the exact same type of thing. So that inspired me to try to contact you.
And Jack, what happened as you are mesmerized watching this object that's about 30 feet out in front of the bus and staying at that distance?
My first thing is, I better calm down this driver because he's losing his mind over here, and I don't want to run off the road and get killed. So as I'm kind of grabbing him to kind of calm him down, this object, aerial gyroscope, drops down about 3 or 4 feet and suddenly rapidly accelerates, shooting straight up in front of us and up into the sky, and it makes a sharp turn to the right, vanishes up into the sky above a mountain. Okay, at this moment, my boss peeks his head up there to see what's going on and just sees the tail end of it shooting out there up into the sky and vanishing. And he looks at me and says, "Ah, okay, so now you have seen one."
And George, that sentence from his boss, "Okay, now you have seen one," leads to one of the most fascinating parts of Jack's story. It was a few weeks before this incredible encounter in the bus that his boss has him go to a dinner in Tokyo. They were on a break in this wrestling tour. And the host of this dinner owns this building, owns a lot of buildings in Tokyo, is extremely wealthy. And they're having this dinner party up on something like the 22nd floor. And the host comes over to Jack and says he'd like, as a host, to show Jack some of his office, and they get to where his desk is, and there are photographs in there, and he's showing Jack various things. And right over or behind the main desk chair on the wall was this extraordinary, as Jack said to me, he said, "Here's this photograph. And you can see that it is a very colorful, diamond-shaped aerial object and is more of a pinkish-orange color. And the owner of this building and all of this real estate tells Jack that this is a photograph that was taken by one of his security cameras in another skyscraper across the street and that it is an actual photograph of this object that the owner of the building says this is related to what people in Sendai City and Tohoku call the star people. This is all happening weeks before the event in the tour bus. And Jack said that as he was getting this orientation, he was also told that some Japanese residents have reported seeing these diamond-shaped spinning objects up in the mountainous regions far away from the cities, and that they have seen them come down to the ground. And some say that they watch as this big lighted spinning thing seems to, this is a Japanese interpretation, extract nourishment from the ground, and that Jack was shown a report by this businessman where in the remote mountains in Japan, where they have seen these spinning things land, that there are bare spots in that forest